Live.com. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Join the fun at the bulletin board system. We have got hundreds of users, thousands of posts. Actually, I think we're approaching 4,000 posts there. If not, we've already surpassed it at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. Be sure you check that out. There's everything from flame wars to intellectual conversations. So whatever kind of a message board you like, you'll find a little bit of it at ours. FreeTalkLive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
See, I'm worried, man, now that I'm starting to lose track. I only check the BBS like every couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's getting tough now. It's getting real tough to read all those posts.
It's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, what we've been talking about so far tonight has been the free market and a lot of misconceptions that people have about it. We were inspired by an email that came in, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your email on the air. This individual is from Canada. And he's made some generic claims about how the free market is bad, and we rebutted every single one of them.
And now he's starting to get specific.
Right, now he's going to get into, some specific events that he said happened. And I actually asked him for some further details so we could really get into the nitty-gritty here. But again, if any time you want to interrupt the show, change the topic, if you're bored to tears, get on the phones and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. So continuing from the email, according to this guy, in Ontario, Canada... Actually, we do have a caller. Dave in New Hampshire. Well, thank you. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the free market is bad. And when was the last time you ever had to wait 6 weeks for a response from Google?
Good point, Dave. What's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, I wanted to give you a shout and give you a New Hampshire update. I had noticed, at least last time I checked your website, I hadn't noticed any recent updates, so I thought I'd give you a shout and let you know what's up.
Okay.
The latest thing, I guess, that's going on is the, well, you know, this story in Hampton where the building Nazis or the zoning Nazis are trying to fine an old lady $200,000 for minor violations. We're not even sure they're really violations.
Right.
And this is coming up for hearing again on the 17th of this month. And
actually, isn't it coming up for a hearing? Because didn't they cancel the first one?
Yeah, exactly. They canceled it. You know, we had a pretty big protest at that first one, but it didn't even happen. They just droned on and on. And some big company, you know, basically they're just nodding their head at some big company for 2 hours saying, okay, you can build for 2 hours. They're doing that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, old lady, you come back come back in September. Really, it's February. They were just saying, come back February 17th. They delayed it for 3 weeks.
What's going on in the meantime? Is she able to stay in her house or what?
Yeah. Although I think that the apartment, they're calling it an apartment. What happened is they built a rec room on top of the garage so that the niece could live separate from the home because she was allergic to the grandmother's cat or the aunt's cat, the 95-year-old lady's cat. Instead of dumping the cat or dumping the old lady in a nursing home, which a lot of families would do, these folks, you know, did the right thing and they tried to just make a separate place so that this young lady could at least sleep at night without allergy issues.
But they didn't ask permission. They didn't pay their zoning fees.
No permit.
So this is the kicker. They did ask permission, and they did get it. They just didn't get permission to build an apartment. They got permission to build a rec room.
Mm-hmm.
And the city's claiming, no, you didn't build a rec room. You built an apartment because, you know, we heard she slept there, you know, and we heard there was a bed in there.
So what happened was her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, ratted him out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sick.
She's sleeping in the rec room. Oh, no.
Again, right. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean there was a zoning violation. There's still no, I've seen no...
We're getting into technicalities now. The fact is, there doesn't need to be zoning, period, right, Dave?
Right, exactly.
Right.
And that brings me to the next thing.
How dare the government demand that you ask them for permission to do something with your property? How dare they?
Unfortunately, most towns do. However, there are at least, I know a few towns, there are probably more like five or six in New Hampshire that have no zoning, and one of them is Unity, the other is Grafton, and that's the other big issue that's coming up now is Unity is the wannabe zoning Nazis there in this little free town in New Hampshire are trying to institute zoning there because they're scaremongering the people there into fearing this old folks home that may go up there.
Okay.
Is there some kind of fetish about old folks up here? I don't know. But the antipathy towards old folks, I don't know. But
they can come down here. We're in Florida. I mean, we got plenty of them.
You would think so. Well, really, we've got a lot of retirees here too.
Right.
But the thing is, the folks in this town, some of the liberty lovers in that town, got in touch with us and said, "Hey, you Hampton protest people, we need you."
Really?
So what we're doing is just we're helping make signs and stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's a much less confrontative, you know, but every situation requires something different. And so I'm just kind of here furiously making these homemade signs. They want them to look homemade, you know, that say stuff like, save your property rights, vote no, March 8th, you know, and stuff like that.
Zoning, kill zoning, isn't that another one?
That was one that I suggested, but the important thing is that the locals, you know, get to...
Right.
They should pick the wording. I should just be a stamp licker, you know.
The cool thing about what's going on up there is there's only a few Free State Project members who've moved into New Hampshire at this point. There are some people within the state that weren't members that are just getting active all of a sudden, which is cool as well. But you talked about response and shortness of getting to do Google taking 6 weeks to respond. Well, you guys can respond to these situations lickety-split.
Yep.
And literally be on the scene with a protest within hours. Thanks to the internet and thanks to the communications that we have here today, you guys are doing a stellar job with a very bare minimum of support there.
Well, it's really not so bare anymore. I think it's about 100, at least 100 people that have moved. It's probably more like 150. And a lot
really?
Of them are not people, they're families. So you get the wives that are not counted, the kids that are not counted. And, you know, a lot of them are doing stuff, too.
Good point.
A lot of the pictures you see on the New Hampshire Underground site are taken by a friend of mine's, her 13-year-old daughter. I don't know if she ever counted on the numbers, but she's our best photographer.
Excellent. So, Dave, anything else going on? Any other exciting news that we need to know about?
Not much I can think of.
What about that? What about the removal of the concealed weapons permit? Isn't that happening? Possibly?
Oh, that came up for testimony about a week ago. I wasn't able to go. I don't know how that went.
Hmm.
But
you'll have to update us on that.
I'm sure that the most authoritarian organization in the state is the New Hampshire. I call it the New Hampshire Police State Organization, like the New Hampshire Association of Police Chiefs. Or something.
Oh, of course.
Like they're awful. I mean, there's not a freedom they haven't met that they didn't want to slice a knife into. And I'm sure that
we're going to have some free staters run for sheriff.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yep.
That would resonate with some people.
I agree with that. Dave, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, guys.
Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
I'm going to have to get up to New Hampshire, man. I got to change that. The best photographer, girl. I think we have to get up there.
Right on. You could be the official Free State Project photographer.
Yep. And
for those who don't know, Johnson does that by profession.
Yeah.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's go back to this email. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. And so the claims in the email in Ontario, Canada, the citizens voted for a government that said it would deeply cut government and move government out of the way of business. During this time, the government privatized services and cut taxes. According to, again, the emailer, the government sold off a major highway and the citizens were told that they would see lower costs. And he says in parentheses, remember, free markets solve every problem. The private company has raised tolls over 30 times and the cost to citizens has increased 160%. And he says, so much for lower costs. Well, of course, the first question that came to my mind when I read this accusation was, is there really a free market in effect here? The answer is obviously no, because there's still a whole lot of government around. And when government partners up with a private corporation, you usually don't get free market results.
No.
So we're going to find out what exactly happened and why it is that this isn't what happened in Ontario is not an example of the free market taking control of a roadway. There are certainly very plentiful examples of that here in the States. I could cite those. We're going to get back into it, unless you want to interrupt the show with anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey, JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? I mean, who doesn't? Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and it will destroy the odor-causing bacteria so effectively, you may never have to wear deodorant again. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. No BO does not contain any chemicals, preservatives, or petroleum-based product. In addition, it doesn't have any aluminum. Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Give them a call at 1-888-881-NO-BO or go to no-bo.com. Call 888-881-NO-BO or visit no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it can be your show if you want to take control at 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. There's a bunch of cool stuff on there. It's all free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their pictures, all ages, all shapes, sizes, colors. They're there, and they listen to the show. They're so proud of it, they've sent their photograph to us. And we want you to do that as well. If you're a female listening to this program, you can email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. But before you do that, go check out the Shrine. Make sure it's something you want to be a part of.
Right.
It's, you know, it's not a beauty contest. We want to make sure that's clear. It's just a show off that Free Talk Live does have women listening. 800-259-9231. So, continuing the conversation about the free market again, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever you want. The allegation is that, oh, speaking of bringing up whatever you want, it's Wallen in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wallen. You're on with Ian and Johnson.
Who is this, Ian?
This is.
Yeah, this is Lon.
Lawn, okay. Our board operator said your name was Wallen.
That's Robert. Hey, I wanted a interesting subject, but I wanted to change it if you guys don't mind.
Not at all. That's your show, Lon. Do
it. In regard to the draft, I know you guys were talking about the draft again on Saturday, and I was one of those unfortunate people drafted in 67, and I read that that article or letter, whatever it was, on the boards about the yellow line and stuff like that. I've never heard of that before as far as, you know, volunteering for the service. If this nut decides to put a draft in, which I think he will because he wants to take over the seven axis of tyranny or something like that. And he's going to need the manpower to do this. Now, the sad part is I served in Vietnam, and I'm 58 years old, so I don't think I have to worry about it, but there was something on the news, either was on 60 Minutes or 2020, saying the fact that people of that era, and in fact, they even drafted people in their 40s. This was on either 2020 or 60 Minutes. I can't remember what it was, about 6 or 7 months ago. And it says that people who served in the military from 68 to whenever, if they did not give up their commission, which is something I don't understand, that's the captains, the majors, lieutenants, whatever, even though they got an honorable discharge with the DD-214, there was something stated, which I never read in my discharge, to say that you had to give up your commission. If you didn't give up your commission, they have a right to call you back.
Giving up your commission, hold on a second, Lon. Giving up your commission means you're giving up your rank or the...
You're giving up your rank, right? Once you give up your rank, you
So when you're leaving the military, I want to make sure I understand this. When you're leaving the military, if you give up, if you volunteer and get rid of your commission, you're in the free and clear. But if you want to keep calling yourself General Lon for the rest of time, then they may be able to recall you.
Exactly. Well, no, the thing is, there's a stipulation in the paper, the discharge paper, that says they have a right to call you back, and all officers should give up their commission, which is something I was looking for and didn't see. But according to 60 Minutes, according to 48 Hours, whatever it was, they can recall commissioned officers because technically, when you get your discharge, you have to go to whoever and say, look, I'm giving up my commission, period. I'll remain captain retired, but it doesn't mean I'm a captain in the military.
Huh.
I'm just giving up my rank and that's it.
But you didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that.
So theoretically...
I didn't know about that, and neither did a thousand other people, so who knows at 58 what's going to happen. But I've seen people on TV that were drafted in their 40s, 45 to 48, 49.
Back in the 60s?
No, this is now. This was something I was on about 6 or 7 months ago in 48 hours or 60 minutes. I can't remember what program it was, and it shocked the hell out of me.
Well, wait, what were they claiming is happening now? I missed that.
Well, they're claiming the fact that because of the fact there's no draft, they're getting people who once served, whether it be in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, whatever, these people in their 30s and 40s, they want to bring these people back because...
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely going on.
Yeah,
that's absolutely going on. I know a gentleman here in the Tampa Bay area who is a National Guard member,
exactly.
And he's been out for years. He says that somebody called him up not too long ago and said, just be ready.
Yeah, well, my wife was telling me this Saturday at breakfast, she said that she read in the St. Pete Times where somebody served, I think, a 12-month or 13-month tour. He was in the St. Pete Times, and he went back home. He has a family, two kids, and so on and so forth. He started getting his life together. They drafted him again and said he had to go back to Iraq, and the guy refused. So they forcibly, I don't know, by MP ship or whatever you want to call this nonsense, where he had to go back to Iraq, and they found the guy hanging in the cell because he didn't want to go back.
Wow.
So this guy killed himself, committed suicide, and there's a lot of people who feel like that, who will not go back, and I don't blame them after being in Vietnam. I would not go back either. There's no way.
Hell no.
Well, you're second or third person to tell us that yellow line thing is totally nonsense,
Yeah,
too.
Because when I was drafted, we were taking the Hudson Street, New York. There was a big confusion down there. People were making fun of the sergeants down there. Anybody who opened their mouth, if they gave the sergeants a hard time, would wind up in the Marine Corps. The guys who had misdemeanors and didn't want to go to jail wound up in the service and stuff like that. It was just one big mess.
I can't even imagine this country would be like, what the response would be if it came back. And I hope that we don't get to find out.
Don't know, because some of these guys are so gung-ho, they're so brainwashed, it's sickening. Because when they take you to boot camp, I went through Fort Dix, and I went through Ranger training, and they just demoralized. They just take away any kind of reasoning thinking logic that you have and turn you into a killing machine. It's as simple as that.
Well, the concept. I mean, that's why they shave your head.
Exactly.
Don't they call you drafty or recruit or whatever it is, and they don't actually call you by last name or anything like that?
Well,
right?
You have a number. They call you by this. They swear at you and stuff like that.
Right.
Regardless of your rank, Fort Dix was a joke. Ranger training was even a bigger joke. And that was like 58 days of hell.
It's just abuse. They're just abusing people, and then they know that the abuse that they're dealing out is going to manifest itself in that individual probably dealing out some abuse, whether it be to detainees at Guantanamo or whether it be to people in Abu Ghraib prison. And they really are turning them into heartless, mindless automatons.
And there's no rules in Iraq like there was in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. These guys are going to come back and become cops on the streets. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Because that's what 50% of the guys did when I was in my range unit. These guys came back as cops, and I had nothing but problems. Because that is mentality you get away with. You know, you can get away with this, you can get away with that, you can get away. And this is what I'm afraid of. And these guys, I mean, they're coming back with depleted uranium. Half of them are dying when they get back. In fact, Alex Jones had a story about some guy in a local area who came back with depleted uranium for the crap they're using over there. And, you know, I've seen TV shows of guys who are gung-ho, they want to go back a second or third time. And I'm saying, why? Why?
Well, there's people like that one general we talked about. He just liked killing.
Yeah,
exactly. And, well, that general, the one I sent you an email on, that guy is a total moron. This is what's up there.
Well, they're sick.
Guiding these kids. This guy enjoys watching people die.
Right, he's their role model?
Yeah, that's the role model. Exactly right.
It is absolutely sick. It's frightening, and unfortunately, the evidence does point to a return to the draft. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that it doesn't. I mean, that's really, what else can we do? You know, except talk about it. That's all we can do at this point.
That's all you can do.
And if it actually happens, then there's going to have to be some civil action. There's going to have to be some sort of unrest, because I really hope America doesn't stand for it. I hope America doesn't bend over for it like we've been bending over for the TSA searches at the airport.
Exactly. That's a joke where the guys are kicking they see a big-breasted chick walking by, they kick the machine so the thing goes off so they can search her. Come on, what is going on here?
That's exactly what's going on.
Unbelievable.
You're absolutely right, Lon. Anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
I just didn't mean to change the subject, but I wanted to get this out because we've been talking about this for the past.
Not a problem.
Good call, man. Good hearing from you. Thanks, dude.
All right, thanks, guys.
800-259-9231. It's that easy to take control of the show. We were going to talk about the free market. We talked about the draft. You can call in as well at 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson and Ina Pacencia is Manwich.
That's right. Manwich normally here tonight. He shall return tomorrow. If all goes as planned. 800-259-9231. Log on to freetalklive.com. Download the archives if you'd like. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described. In fact, in hour-long chunks. So if you miss a moment of the program, there's no excuse. You can just go to freetalklive.com and grab it up. Throw it on your iPod. Throw it on your... burn it to a CD. Pop it in the CD player in your car. Whatever.
I love those archives, man. I listen to them. You know, every time I miss the show, you know, there are certain evenings I can't, you know, I just can't tune in.
Well, sure. Maybe you're a pizza delivery driver in and out of your car all night.
Exactly.
You want to know what you missed. 800-259-9231. So log on at freetalklive.com. Talking about the free market. And a emailer sent us an email claiming that he knows of some examples where the free market has failed. He claims that one of those examples is a government of Ontario, Canada, that sold off a major highway, and the citizens were told they'd see lower costs because it was privatization, allegedly. Well, the private company has raised tolls over 30 times since they bought the road, and the cost to citizens has increased 160%. So he says, so much for lower costs. So I emailed him back, and I said, can I have the source on this? Because, I mean, it's one thing to make those claims. It's another thing to actually read the real deal,
right,
what's really going on. And so he did. He forwarded me an article, The 407 Rates Take Their Toll. The owners of the 407 Express Toll Route are heading to court to keep the details of a deal they inked with the provincial government secret.
But
wait a minute. That sounds bad already. The people who are leasing the road from the government want to keep the deal secret?
Right.
That's not a good sign. The 407 ETR concession company filed for a judicial review, blah, blah, blah. Critics fighting for the document's release say drivers have since this company took over, faced four increases in toll rates, some as high as 64%. And then it goes on and on and on, and it talks about how this private company is gouging the consumers, and they don't really give the whole story. Because they're trying to make this corporation look bad. And it probably is a real bad corporation because they're hand-in-hand with the government. Now, what our emailer didn't realize is this isn't real privatization. What's going on in this 407 in Canada? And a quick Google search will reveal the actual terms of the situation. First of all, one of the most important things you need to know is they have a 99-year lease. Now, when you're renting a house, do you sign a 99-year lease? No. I don't think most business arrangements have 99-year leases with them. So basically, you've got a company and a government that's trying to keep secret the deal here. So we really don't know what all's inside that 99-year lease, but we know there's about 95-some years left on it.
Right.
Okay? And things are bad so far. They've been raising the rates. There's nothing anyone can do about it except not ride on the road. But since they got a real sweetheart of a deal on the road, they don't have a lot of overhead or anything like that. So it really doesn't matter to them if nobody rides on the road, apparently. So it's just in all kinds of a messed up situation. But it's not a result of the free market.
No.
It's not an example of the free market. It's not even an example of privatization.
Not even close.
It's an example of government and some politically connected asshole that decided that he wanted to take control of this road and make some money off of it. That's all it is. That's all it is. Because there are examples in the United States of toll roads that are successful, cheaper, I didn't do the research to pull up the examples, but if you really want me to, I really will, because they're really out there, and it won't be hard to do. There's a toll road somewhere in the United States that runs right next to a government road, and on the government road, you got all kinds of stoplights and traffic control measures, and the toll road, they just let you go. Go as fast as you want to on the toll road. Now, obviously, you do have to pay extra to ride on the toll road. It's a damn toll road, and you can ride for free, quotes around that, on the government road. Where do you think most of the people who want to get somewhere choose to ride on?
Well, they're going to choose to ride on the toll road.
Absolutely, because they don't have to worry about getting pulled over for speeding.
Yep.
So to them, it's worth it because they get there faster. Time and time again, government, even slight privatization of the roads, shows savings. If you contract out your road construction, you're going to save. It's probably going to cost you a third of what it normally would if you're the government.
This reminds me actually of something I brought in a long while back. I don't know if we ever even got to it, but out in, I think it was Illinois, the government got involved with the Easy Pass. They
mm-hmm.
started to get involved with the Easy Pass, and it tripled the price of the Easy Pass.
The government tripled the price.
Right. Well, there was some sort of regulation, and there's stuff between Easy Pass. I guess the government wanted to start taxing certain
mm-hmm.
things on the Easy Pass, so Easy Pass had to raise its price, and then they just decided to start covering costs, and they tripled the prices of Easy. It was an awful, awful thing. I don't know exactly what's going on with it, and I don't remember. I don't remember all the specific details, but
you know,
it was another example, government getting involved and...
And again, even if this was an example of the free market in action, which it's not,
right.
They're not even really being very honest. Because, first of all, if it was the free market, if roads were in a free market, then we can't even imagine how they would be run. I mean, we can try our best. We can brainstorm, and you and I, Johnson, can just kind of go back and forth and throw out some ideas as to what would it be like to drive on roads if they weren't owned by the government, if they weren't run and administered by the government.
I'm sure all the roads would be in good repair.
Well, that's probably the case. Also, one of the questions that this article brings up is, well, would the tolls be excessive? Would the road owners just jack up the prices because they own the road between here and there? Why can't they raise the prices? Well, if you raise prices too high, what's going to happen?
We'll use a different road.
Well, people are either going to use a different road or they're going to get so poor they're not going to be able to afford their cars anymore, and then you're going to go out of business. So there's an incentive, a fiscal incentive, to keep your prices low. And your point is good, too, that you can just choose another road, choose another business, and go on their road. But also, I think that if the free market really took over roads, I think that you'd have free roads still. And I think the reason for that is because the businesses that are on that road, this is my vision for it, and again, you can have a totally different vision
mm-hmm.
if you want to share it, 800-259-9231. If I'm a business person, and the road out in front of my business is in shambles, do I want to fix that road? Hell yeah, I want to drive people into my parking lot.
You want that road to be not only be fixed, you want that road to be beautiful.
Absolutely.
You want fountains, you want gardens, you want trees, a canopy, whatever.
Yeah, would it make sense for... Now, I'm not suggesting that this be some sort of communist thing, but wouldn't it make sense for people to join together, the businesses on that road, to join together in the... Around here, one of our roads is Bee Ridge Road. The Bee Ridge Road Coalition. That they have purchased that road, they own that road. There could possibly, I guess, be businesses on the road that didn't have to join in, and they'd benefit from it, but at the same time, they also wouldn't benefit from, maybe like the coalition could sell advertising on the road and then distribute the advertising to make it help pay for the road and help give the businesses that are on that road a little bit of extra
wow.
income. Maybe, since the businesses are paying for the road, they just simply increase the prices of their products just a little bit to cover the cost of the road, because roads aren't very expensive.
Here's the other thing that comes to mind immediately. I bet you would start seeing creative solutions, things that would happen. Here's something that I don't think most people would think of right away. Imagine a downtown district, right? There's lots of traffic went through an area, and you know, all the people generally in that downtown district, they've seen the mall, right? And you've got the traffic from people driving through, going to a mall, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the downtown district is going out of business because it's, you know, it's just these small mom and pop shops, and all of a sudden this mall has moved in, and everyone wants to go to the mall because
right.
it's a downtown area. And in the downtown, you know, the mall has everything close together. I'll get back to more of this when we come back, but...
So you're going to come up with a solution for the downtown district to get some more traffic back from
right.
the mall, right?
From the mall and doing something with the roads.
All right. It is possible. We can live without the government taking care of the roads, which it doesn't do a very good job of anyway. 800-259-9231, at least not around here. I don't know about your area of the country. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
I've lost 26 pounds so far with Vim and Vigor.
What makes the 26 pounds Cindy lost with Vim and Vigor so wonderful is what it's done for her health.
I did have a high blood pressure and was on blood pressure medication. Before I started this, I went up and talked to my doctor about it. And he didn't see anything wrong with it. And slowly, my blood pressure has been dropping. And in fact, last week, my blood pressure was so low that they cut my blood pressure medication in half.
You can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Cindy, with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I would highly recommend using Vim and Vigor. It not only has it helped me lose weight, it has helped my blood pressure, helps me sleep better, and have more energy during the day.
Call right now at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. T-H-I-N. Remember, $25 off a 3-month supply, but you got to call Vim and Vigor now. 1-800-622-THIN. Hey, that's 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. And you can bring up anything. Political, personal, you got a rant you want to get off your chest, you just have something you want to get out over the airwaves. You've always wanted to talk about a topic on talk radio, and no call screener in the world will let you through to talk about it. We will. We'll let you through with anything. That's why
we've got that one talk screener in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Actually, we have a few different ones, but they all have the same rules that they have to follow. We only ask for your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about. We only need one word. We don't care. We're not going to ask you 20 questions. And then finally, how you're listening to the show. And that's it. And then you put on the air. And you can change the topic anytime. 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also log on, join the fun online at freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff for you to check out there, including the updates. You can be the first to know any news in regards to Free Talk Live, whatever we have to announce, whether it be a new affiliate, new Shriner, some news about the show. You'll be the first to know if you're on the updates list. So go sign up. It's absolutely free. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, as we are Monday through Friday. And also, we have, of course, the Saturday show from 8 to 10 as well. And all of it's live. Right now, we're talking about the free market. And kind of one of the third rails, I think, for libertarians out there is this issue. The issue we're addressing right now.
Roads.
Yeah,
oh,
when you bring
no.
up the, when,
what would go? What would happen if the roads were private?
Right.
Oh, the sky is falling.
When you bring up the idea that government doesn't do anything right, when you bring up the concept of let's get the government out of our lives, one of the only things that people who try to bring up some sort of contradictory statement to what you're saying is one of the only issues they consistently bring up is, like you said, well, what would happen?
You know, there are private roads areas in like, private communities.
Sure.
All over the country. And those roads are normally in some of the best repair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gated communities, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. So we're talking about what would happen if we privatized roads. How would it work? And all you have to do to figure it out, or to at least get some sort of concept, is just ask yourself this question. What would it be like to drive if government didn't take care of the roads? How could it work? Because it could, it can, and it will work if we get the government out of it. Now, before we went away for a moment there,
yes.
Johnson, you were describing a fictitious downtown area. We're
yeah.
in the Tampa Bay area here, but most areas of the country have a downtown, and usually they're plagued with parking problems and just all kinds of problems. With your theoretical situation, you had a mall.
I just, you know, I was trying to come up with something, you know, creative along the lines of what could happen with roads that we couldn't necessarily predict that would completely change the way those roads work if all of a sudden we got government regulation out of the picture and all the businesses agreed on something.
So continue painting your picture
here. Okay. Now, I'm assuming that the businesses, you know, if they had, you know, were all joined together by this road, you'd have some sort of a business neighborhood association, you know, a neighborhood of businesses. They'd all kind of join together and have their own little group association.
Because they're interested in bringing people to their front door.
Right, exactly.
So they're interested in the quality of the road.
So my thought is that, okay, you know, a lot of times with a lot of these downtown areas, is you get a mall or a Walmart that comes in, you know, and there's... All of a sudden, there's competition, and oh, no, what are we going to do in this downtown area? Because everyone's going to the mall, because that's where they want to go to hang out, because mm-hmm. all the stores are close together, and there's an environment there. So in order for that downtown to maintain its success, suddenly that downtown's got to have a look. It's got to draw people in with its ambiance. And one of the things that I think that a downtown area could do creatively with roads is, what if they just switch the road to cobblestone? Or... brick, mm-hmm. or who knows what, but something that, not necessarily the best thing in the world for cars, so traffic would be limited in there, or they could just eliminate traffic on those roads completely and make it into a walking area,
mm-hmm.
and switch some of that stuff, switch some of the parking around and move parking to where it needs to be, because all of a sudden they don't have government regulations, so they can put parking behind their business without needing
sure.
to get a permit, or have city parking meters, or whatever else prevents businesses from making parking wherever they want.
Who knows how many regulations that there are.
Yeah, who knows? And you know, who knows what, you know, where the government's trying to take their cut
right.
for parking. So if those regulations went away, all of a sudden these businesses, we all just come into agreements and let's move this here. So we got foot traffic here, and we'll beautify this here, and we'll put park benches here, and we'll put, you know.
There would be creative solutions beyond our imagination. I mean, what you're thinking of right now, great solution. But there's going to be, if we got the government out of roads, then all of a sudden, different people who'd never been involved in this before are going to put their minds
yeah.
to the task. And all of these different individuals putting their minds to the task of, how can I best get people to my business?
The immediate thing that I think of right now is we have a kind of a downtown area where on one side of the road there's a coffee shop, an ice cream place, a bookstore, a juice bar, and mm-hmm. a skate shop. And maybe one or two other businesses. I think there might
right.
be a beauty shop or something else in there. And then on the other side of the street there's a movie theater, and a diner kind of chains.
Right.
And one of the things I was thinking is, you know, if you were to suddenly, all of a sudden, you eliminate traffic entirely in that area, because there are roads on either side of that little area, that suddenly if there was just kind of a courtyard there that people could walk through, I mean, that whole area would be, people would stay there, and those businesses would explode.
Right.
With, I mean, they are already very, very busy. But imagine if people were retained in that area and there was like a courtyard where people could sit. If they were staying around and just sitting there, they'd go back into the other businesses. They'd, you know, get things and just sit outside and go, you know, they'd start partaking of other
It'd
businesses.
It'd be different.
I mean, it would improve the business in those areas just incredibly. You know, more businesses would pop up down there.
Or maybe it wouldn't. In which case, they would be free to try it
right.
and see if it worked. You know, the roads that we have today in this country, really, the technology hasn't changed that much in the last 50 or 60 years, has it?
Well, it should have. We should have flying cars by now.
Right, but because the government's been involved, we get the same old road, the same old one-size-fits-all. And as far as driving people to your business when there's road construction going on, government doesn't care if people coming into your business. They don't. You ever notice that? They don't
yep.
care about those businesses that are on the sides of the roads. Anyway, 800-259-9231, your calls, if you make them. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Try some turkey bacon, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. Literally anything goes. Those are things we talk about.
Over the break.
We'll talk about literally anything. I mean, if you want to talk about turkey bacon, we'll talk to you about it. Because I got opinions.
No fat strip.
No fat strip. I hate the fat strip. Literally anything goes. We've been talking about the free market, but if you want to change the topic, if you're bored to tears, don't tune out. Because really, the only other options you have at night are usually racist, bigoted types. If that's what you dig, then you should go somewhere else because you won't find them here. Well, at least not on this side of the microphone. We haven't called in often enough, though. 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com, and you can tune in via our live stream. So, we're talking about roads. And a lot of people are afraid of the idea that the government, we could get it out of the road business. We could stop government from being involved in roads altogether. And why shouldn't we? I mean, look at how piss poor of a job that they do. You know, it's when the government, you'll hear me say time and time again on this show that government doesn't work. What it is they try.
Your whole, having the bigoted callers call in so often, the comment that immediately comes to mind, we're talking about this road. Well, the problem with the roads is because the Jews control them all.
Don't get them started. Don't encourage them.
Don't encourage them. They're like, it is the problem, dude.
Well, the problem actually with the roads is that the government's in charge.
Yep.
And think about your road construction in the area of the country that you live in. If you live in Boston, I'm so sorry. Have you heard of the Big Dig?
The Big Dig's done, man. It's
No, not.
Well,
is
no.
It?
Yeah, well, they
not from what I've heard.
They finished it, and now they're repairing it. Because it's broken. It's
for all eternity, apparently. And
yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, no, they'll be repairing that thing forever. It's got a leak, you know, they had a huge leak, they're trying to repair the leak.
You know, in private industry?
The ventilation problems, so they can't send, you know, it didn't fix the traffic problem at all, and I think I heard about this here on your show. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? I heard about it on Harry Brown.
Okay.
A caller called in to talk about the Big Dig, and one of the problems is that the Big Dig was originally supposed to help highway traffic because, you know, all the trucks and whatnot, but most of the trucks can't go through the tunnel because you can't have hazardous materials go through the tunnel. Uh-huh. So, like, anything, you know, explosive, flammable, whatnot, can't go through there. So all the trucks still have to go around.
Right.
So no, anything with more than a certain amount of gasoline has got to go around, so it doesn't fix any problems.
It's just asinine to ask the government to take care of such a crucial infrastructure like that. See, some people assume that because it's infrastructure, the government has to take care of it, but that's the wrong thing to assume. It's because it's so crucial, the government should stay the hell away from it. Government ruins, they're like the negative Midas touch. Everything they touch turns to dust, basically. Turns to crap. All right, it's true that the government can get the roads built eventually. But, yeah, if you throw enough money at a problem, something's going to happen. I mean, obviously, if you dump billions of dollars down on a company, they'll get around to building the road eventually. The fact is, you can do it for a third of the price if you put it out to bids. I mean, that's one simple way that you can improve road construction in your area and not completely get it out of the hands of government. Just take bids on it.
Yeah.
And you know, set a certain time frame for the job to get done. These guys work on things forever.
Contracts with limits.
Yeah. And if we sold off all the roads, then we'd really have some revolutionary concepts in transportation in this country. And like you said before, Johnson, we could have sky cars by now if it wasn't for the FAA. Government keeps us down on every issue. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired...